We are streaming on the World Wide Web, bucketsradio.com.au, and on your radios in Gloucester 104.1 FM, Buckets Radio. Well, I often talk about what a great year 1989 was for me as an individual. I was in year five. My rugby league team, the Canberra Raiders, won the Rugby League Premiership for the first time in that year. Australia won the Ashes for the first time in a long time. I remember staying up late at night watching some of those innings from the Australians, particularly Stephen Waugh on that tour. He had a great tour with the bat, as did Mark Taylor. And the summer started with a great result for Tom Moody fans. And for Tom Moody himself, probably more for Tom Moody than for Tom Moody fans, he had a great start to the summer. The first test was between Australia and Sri Lanka at the Gabba, and it got underway on the 8th of December. And Australia were in trouble early, losing Boone very promptly. They were 1-for-1, then they were 2-for-27, but then there was the recovery mission from Tom Moody and skipper Alan Border. Alan Border went on to make 56, and long Tom Moody stuck around and managed to churn out a very impressive test century, 106 coming from his blade before he was caught behind by Wickramasinghe off the bowling of Graham LeBroy for 106. So a magnificent innings for him. Stephen Waugh carried on his good form. He made 60. And Australia were all out for 367. LeBroy taking 5 wickets for 133. Gurusinha picked up 2-for-37. And Ramanayake picked up 2-for-101. And then it was the Aravinda da Silva show. What a very impressive display from him. One of the great Sri Lankan cricketers of my memory, definitely. And he really stood up at a time when Sri Lanka needed him to. He churned out 167. I think he hit Carl Rackman for 6 in there at one stage. And Rackman eventually got the last laugh, claiming his wicket. But it was a very impressive display. Sri Lanka taking a first innings lead when they were dismissed for 418. And the bowling honours shared, really, 3 wickets apiece for Alderman, Rackerman and Hughes, with Jeff Lawson, who would have been having a birthday during that test match. I think his birthday is in December there, early December, and he has picked up a wicket to celebrate the occasion. Who did he get? He picked up Ranatunga, not Arjuna Ranatunga, the other Ranatunga. And I'm not sure if they were related, actually. I should really look into that, get my facts right. But the Ranatunga that opened the batting, D'Amica Ranatunga, and he is the brother of Arjuna Ranatunga. So there you go. D'Amica Ranatunga might have been a late birthday scalp for Jeff Lawson in that one. Then Australia returned serve, 6-for-375. Mark Anthony Taylor at the top of the order, 164 for him. Very impressive stuff. And Stephen Waugh churned out another half century as well. He was out for 57. Australia 6-for-375. And that was all she wrote. A drawn match. Aravinda da Silva was the player of the match. But good to see Tom Moody scoring 100 in the first innings for Australia. And, of course, Mark Taylor, magnificent, 164 in the second innings. Alan Border not batting in that second innings for the Australians. He left himself down the list and wasn't featured in the top six. And the wickets going to Ramanayake, 2-for-81, Gurusinghe, 2-for-31, and both of the da Silvas, 1 wicket apiece. And that was the game between Australia and Sri Lanka, the first test of the 1989 series at the Gabba Ground in Brisbane. Well, we'd better get back into some music for you, and then we have some women's cricket and some Sheffield Shield to talk about real soon.